Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. Lord is wonderful. Lord is kind. God is so awesome. Listen, y'all, we hit a great milestone today. Today is day 30 of our time together. Just 10 more days. Can you believe it? 10 more days until the end of our time of fasting and prayer together. And I dare say it's been a fruitful time journeying with all of you. So thank you to those who are listening live and those that will listen later. And I pray that there's been some spiritual benefit out of this journey together. We got 10 more days, and I believe that we can press on and do it. Amen. All right, there is a word from the Lord, and that word is found in the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter number 2, and I want to read in your hearing verses 11 through 13. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. And I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible. Here's what the word of the Lord says. Here is a trustworthy saying. If we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. And if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. What a powerful word of God. Amen. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about a trustworthy statement. A trustworthy statement. Beloved, here in this text, the Apostle Paul is encouraging his spiritual son, Timothy, to stay faithful to the Lord's calling on his life. He's saying this to Timothy despite how bad things have gotten for the Apostle Paul himself. He's telling Timothy, what you see me going through should never give you cause or pause to give up. Well, what you see me going through should never put you in position to shrink back in any way. No, what we are going through is worth the risk. It's worth the risk because we're walking in the footsteps of the Master. So Paul is also pointing his thoughts heavenward, that despite the hell on earth, he says, I want you to look heavenward, to remember the statements that I'm about to give you. Paul gives him some conditional truths. He gives him some if-then conditional phrases. And these statements are a trustworthy statement. These statements are true. So here is what you've got to do. If you want to really receive this trustworthy statement, you got to understand that it's worth the risk, that you got to take the walk, that you got to understand that God requires us to remain faithful in the face of an injustice and an unfaithful world. So here's what you got to do. Notice, if you will, that there are two positive if-then statements and then two negative if-then statements. So the reality is, beloved, the relevant question, rather, is what is the conditional truth and why are these trustworthy statements? What then is the conditional truth and why are these trustworthy statements? Let's dive in. Beloved, first of all, Let's look at it. Verse 11 says the following. Look at verse 11. The first thing I want to give you is that death in Christ leads to life in Christ. Death in Christ leads to life in Christ. All right, let's look at verse 11 now. Okay. Here is a trustworthy saying. If we died with him, hallelujah, we will also live with him. If we die in Christ, we are also united with Christ. The Christ of who went to the cross on our behalf. Now, please hear me through this. The moment Jesus died on Calvary, upon our receiving him as Savior, we also died with Christ. But this death was a necessary separation because of the fact that we have now put our trust in Jesus. The blessed benefit is that when we die in this mortal life, we will live with Christ forever, because we have put our trust in the one who carried our sins to the cross. So if we die in the Lord, then we will live again with Jesus. Paul is admonishing Timothy about this because he needs to know that death in Christ leads to life in Christ. And for us on the line, it is important to understand, beloved, that the moment we believe in Jesus, the moment we've accepted him as our Savior, it's as if we too have died on the cross with Christ. We have been merged with his death. He bore our sins for us. And so under the auspices of the fact that Jesus died in our place, the moment we believe in him, there comes this necessary separation that puts us in line to receive the blessed benefit that we can live forever with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a trustworthy statement. But there's more here. Not only is it important to understand that death in Christ leads to life in Christ, but the second thing I want to show you is that endurance leads to honor. Endurance leads to honor. Look at the A clause of verse number 12. It says, if we endure, we will also reign with him. And this if-then conditional truth statement, this trustworthy statement, it's showing us, watch this, that in this life, the moment you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, Jesus then begins to allow us to grow through three aspects of salvation. We start to grow through justification, sanctification, and ultimately glorification. Simply put, this means we're saved from the penalty of sin, we're saved from the power of sin, and we're saved from the presence of sin. Now, hear me clearly through here. Justification and glorification are acts that are God's alone. Only God can justify us, and only God can give us glorification. So the first and third acts of the three components of salvation are solely on God. But sanctification, watch it, requires experience of endurance. In other words, when God sanctifies us, it means he sets us apart for something for us to do. But it means that we then have to endure. We've got to go through. In other words, we can't back down, can't give up. We got to always press on. And when we do this, great honor is ahead for those who have lived their life in accordance to doing what God has set us aside to do, which means we will reign with Christ in glory above, that the future glory to come belongs to us. We will reign with him. Technically, it means that we will reign with Christ in the eschaton, the future glory that is to come. I love it. And so the first part and the third part belong to God. But sanctification, we have to press on. We have to endure. That's what the Apostle Paul was sharing with Timothy. So when you have endurance, endurance leads to great honor. We will reign with Christ. Can I go a little deeper here? Amen. This is a trustworthy statement. Believe me, it's a trustworthy statement. Third thing I want to show you is if we deny him, he will also deny us. Look at the B clause of verse 12. NIV says, if we disown him, he will also disown us. Here's the first negative. If we disown him, he'll also disown us. Now, I want to be clear through here as well. This is Paul talking to a believer in Timothy, that when our lives, beloved, don't line up with Christ, in a sense, we are denying Christ and disowning him. To be clear, when he denies us, it does not mean losing your salvation. Does not mean that you lose your salvation, the works of justification, sanctification, and ultimately glorification. But what it does mean is because you have shrinked back in the work that you've done through sanctification, that while God has set you apart for work to do, but you have refused to do the work that God has called you to do, that God has set you aside for the purpose for which you have been born in this earth, then what you do is you deny yourself, watch it, of the rewards and honor that God wants to provide for those who are willing to endure. So just like endurance leads to honor, denial leads to disownment of the rewards that God wants to give those who endure. Let me prove my point. In 2 John chapter 1, verse 8, the Bible says the following: watch yourselves that you do not lose what you have accomplished, but that you may receive your full reward in Christ. In other words, we got to watch what we do, that we don't lose what we have accomplished. We've been given the privilege of sanctification, being set apart for the purpose of Christ. But when we shrink back, if we deny him, and that's not just with our mouths, it's also with our lives. If our lives don't line up with Christ, in a sense, we are acting as if we disown him. And so this is a trustworthy statement. We can't shrink back. We can't give up. We got to press on because God has set us apart for a great work. And let me give you this final thing, and I'm praying. These are trustworthy statements, beloved. Verse 13 says, right here, but if we are faithless, unfaithful, hallelujah, he remains faithful. For he cannot disown himself. Because if we're unfaithful, God remains faithful. God cannot deny himself. Even if a believer fails at this Christian life, we fail at doing what God has set us aside to do. And we then are denying ourselves the rewards that God wants to bestow, the honor that God wants to give his children. Even if a believer fails in this Christian life, God is still faithful because God in no way can disown himself. It's a trustworthy statement, beloved. take the word of God with you, and may you be blessed by it. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning on this 30th day, thanking you for these conditional truths. Thank you, Lord God, for this trustworthy statement that help us to understand, Lord God, that we are saved by your power divine, that we are saved by the fact that you died in our place, and that, Lord God, you have given us eternal life in you. But in addition to that, Lord God, thank you that you've blessed us to have endurance that leads to honor, that while you have set us aside for the work of ministry, for the work of being a believer, for the work of experiencing and enduring, not backing down, not giving up, but pressing on, you promise, Lord God, through the experience of endurance, that one day we'll reign with you in the eschaton, the future glory that is to come. But Lord, you also tell us a trustworthy statement that if we deny you by not doing the work that you have set us aside to do, we then deny ourselves of the rewards that you have provided and promised to those who have endured. Help us to endure, Lord God. Help us to remain faithful. For we know this, God, you are trustworthy and faithful to all of us because you can never disown or deny yourself. Lord, we love you today, and we give you the glory. It's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen, and thank God. Deep word today. I hope you take it with you and understand that these are trustworthy statements. God has saved us for a purpose, good works, that we might do what the Lord has called us to do. So in this season and time, don't shrink back, but move ahead. This is a trustworthy statement. Y'all be blessed. Day 30. In Jesus' name, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Amen.